Welcome back. Having a great day out here at the Detroit Golf Club. I'm Ryan Armani. You know, there's so much going on in the world, and how worried are you for a cyber attack? We want to bring in Claudia Rass, the chair of Butzel Law's Intellectual Property and Cybersecurity Department. Should we be concerned about cyber attacks? Iran and China, most notably. Claudia, good afternoon to you. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Ryan. I surely would be enjoying playing golf this afternoon as opposed to dealing with cyber attacks, so thank you.
But you know what? I'm glad you are dealing with cyber attacks because this is such a big topic that so many people, I think it's fair to say, are unaware of just the amount of work that is being done to prevent such a big attack. Is that fair to say?
It's very fair to say. There has been a lot of resiliency built into many agencies, companies, the government, even small business in the last number of years. And it's important to remember that and for people to understand that they can do simple things to be resilient as well.
Like what, Claudia?
Like put together a plan. Just don't wait for the incident to happen, but put together a plan to anticipate. What are you going to do when something happens? What happens when your network goes down? What happens when your data is encrypted? These are things that we can all anticipate and steps that we can take to prepare for those events. Have a plan, train your employees, and build that resiliency into your everyday working environment.
You know, it's so interesting you talk about that because I think when people hear about cyber attacks and maybe Iran or China will hit the United States with a cyber attack, people think big picture instead of, you know, on a smaller scale, on a local level, in small business, maybe in your home. What are the possibilities that can happen? Probably far outweigh anything in such a large scale, correct?
That's right. And people think that it is always a human being behind these attacks. And for the most part, it's a bot. It's an automated piece of software that's looking for open doors. And when they find those open doors, they don't care whether it's a multi-billion dollar company or your home. It's an open door. Let's see what we can do.
How do you allow them to walk through your door? I'll give you a for instance, and maybe this is something completely different or off base, but I think of these texts that everybody is getting now from the DMV in Michigan that you are going to lose your license if you don't pay some bill. Well, there is no DMV in Michigan. That is a clear indication of somebody trying to gain access to your information. Is that kind of a way to protect yourself as well, not to click on anything you aren't familiar with?
Absolutely, Ryan. You put your finger right on that one. Do not click on anything that you are not expecting, do not know, and seems unfamiliar. Just don't do it.
These scams are so sophisticated, Claudia, as well. I mean, I consider myself pretty on top of things, and it's even pretty hard for me to realize sometimes what is real and what is fake.
You're right. So if not too long ago, it used to be the misspellings, the bad grammar. Those were real tells to determine that, okay, this is not from somebody that you trust or expect to get a message from. Now the threat actors are using AI. The English is is perfect. The graphics are incredibly effective. But, you know, one little thing you can do is hover over that URL, that thing that indicates where it's from, and that may not be from the company that it says it is. So that's one way to do it. The other way is if you're getting something that makes you go to a place that you don't want to go or to click on something, call the company. You've got the number often. It's you know, the back of the credit card or online. Call the company and say, am I expecting something from you? Just be careful.
We're talking to Claudia Rass from Butzl. Claudia, one of the other areas that I have noticed or I have heard is a big topic lately when it comes to this kind of thing is phone calls about a jury duty scam. And these bots are so sophisticated, they are taking the caller ID of local police departments. So on your caller ID, you'll get a call, and it'll say Detroit Police Department. It'll say Wayne County Sheriff. And so people on the other end who are receiving those calls think they are speaking with, and why wouldn't you, the Wayne County Sheriff?
Yeah, you know, if you're getting a call like that and not expecting it, the best thing to do, well, there are a couple things. One, you can do a block call when you know that the number is bad or it doesn't have that ID on it that spoofs a legitimate resource or agency. And again, the other thing you can do is to call the agency that you know. Don't answer the phone that comes in like that, but call and say, are you calling me? It's really the thing that's so difficult to deal with, Ryan, is the fact that we're all busy, we get distracted, sometimes we just don't think when we say, okay, I'll answer that or I'll click here, but it's just taking that extra moment to be careful that is so very important.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that might be the best advice, Claudia, because everybody seems so busy in their lives, they don't have a minute to just stop and breathe and take a deep breath and think for a moment. Final question I wanted to ask you, and anytime I talk about cybersecurity, I think back to a 60 Minutes episode. I think it was a couple of years ago. They talked to the last, I believe, five or six CIA chiefs, and their main focus, their biggest worry, the thing that kept them up at night, all of them, was a future cyber attack. And just how unprepared our infrastructure is here in order to stop that. And the work is tireless in order to prevent that from happening. What do you make of that threat? What do you make of that fear?
Well, it's true in terms of what the devastation of some kind of major cyber attack on our infrastructure. But it's one of those things, if you remember the days back in, well, let's go back to the 60s, Ryan, and mutually assured destruction with regard to nuclear weapons. We now have mutually assured destruction with regard to infrastructure. To the extent that China can take down our infrastructure, our internet, our telephone communications and so forth, we could do the same to them. Does everybody want that to happen? The world economic collapse, it's sort of one of those things that, no, that's probably not, you know, where we're going to go. But can it happen? Absolutely. It can happen.
No doubt about it. Claudia, you mentioned you wish you were playing golf.
yes.
Are you going to be out here at the Rocket Classic anytime soon this weekend?
Unfortunately, I will not be able to do that, but I'm going to try to get a few holes of golf in before the end of the week.
Fair enough, Claudia. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. Claudia Rass, the chair of Butzl, and she's given you great information. And perhaps, most importantly, take a deep breath. Stop and think. If you don't recognize a call, if you don't recognize a text, probably a good indication not to click on that or any other email that you do not know. Claudia, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. It's a pleasure.
You bet.